Last year, Jackie and I were in Dallas for a few days at Tyler Street Methodist Church. And one of the ladies gave Jackie a beautiful necklace, which is a gold chain which suspends a seashell, a chambered nautilus. It's a small one. They grow much larger than this. But there's something significant about the chambered nautilus, because it's one of the few shells that seals itself off from the past. And as it grows, if you would open this shell, you will find a number of different compartments inside, each one sealed off. And as it moves from one stage of life to another stage of life, it seals off the old stage and moves on to the new stage and grows and increases its shell. Sometimes they get very, very large. And each place there is a sealed chamber on the inside. Oliver Wendell Holmes, walking on the beach one day 150 years ago, grabbed hold of that concept and said, through the deep caves of thought, "I thought I heard a voice that sings, build thee more stately mansions, O my soul. And as the swift seasons roll, leave the low-vaulted past. Let each new temple nobler than the last shut thee from heaven with dome more vast, till thou at length art free, leaving thine outgrown shell by life's unresting sea." We need every once in a while to look back, but the only reason we look back is to remember that we no longer need to be afraid, that He is here. He is alive. He is born in us today. And so as the chambered nautilus seals off the past, that's death. But it's death only to have life, because you cannot have that and this too. It's terrifying, because we find ourselves often very, very comfortable. We don't want to change what we're doing. We don't want to reevaluate. We don't want to lay on the altar again our own pet concepts and the ambitions and the desires we have. Even the things that God has given us, we want to clutch these things and hold them tightly to our chest. The only way you can have that which is to come is by turning loose of that which you have.